Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
But let's throw a few things out there that I've repeatedly heard. And I'll just say this. These are not guarantees. These are not mere rumors. But don't be surprised. So don't be surprised if the Jaguars trade back. I've heard from multiple sources, and there are multiple people around the league saying that the Jaguars have a lot of interest in big wide receiver Tet McMillan. That would give Trevor Lawrence another great target. That would be exciting for new head coach Liam Cohn. But they don't need to pick him at 5. They don't need to pick him at 6. They don't need to pick him at 7. So the Jags could be making a trade down to 10.
Aditi Kingabwala of CBS Sports HQ.
Nailed that. Impressive. Both the name and the affiliation.
I forgot for a second because she worked at NFL Network for so long. It's weird to see her not there. It's weird to see Pete Schrager not be there on the eve of the draft.
So she said Jags could trade down from 5 to 10. I know who's at 10. I know the answer to 10. That's where the Chicago Bears are.
For now.
So what is, because if you trade up to 5, you can get your Ashton Jeanty. The thought is at 6, the Raiders are going to be taking Ashton Jeanty if he's there. That's why 5 is an action spot with the Jaguars pick.
I know that we are talking about rumor. It is lying season. I don't like the idea of trading up to get Jeanty.
I really don't either. I'm not crazy about the idea of getting Jeanty even if he falls to 10. I'll tell you this. If Jenty's there at 10 and Mason Graham is there at 10 and they take Jeanty instead, I'll be upset about that. I'd rather have Mason Graham.
I don't want Jeanty to cost the Bears an extra draft pick when there's still work for them to do.
So, Lawrence, the obvious question is what you want.
What you want?
It's just so funny with the money that you flaunt.
I highly recommend their sit down / documentary.
The Apple TV one that Spike Jones directed.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's great.
On the Beastie Boys, if you didn't know who did that song.
It's really good.
It's really excellent.
Stop avoiding the question. What you want?
Kelvin Banks Jr.
That's good. You want Kelvin Banks Jr. to start at left tackle next year?
Correct.
Okay.
Or at least to compete at left tackle. And if Braxton Jones beats him out, so be it. And you still have a prime tackle prospect that you are going to have here. So if you then decide after a year of serviceable Braxton Jones that you don't want to pay Braxton Jones, then you have a top 15 talent pick at that spot. And he's still working on a rookie deal.
I get you. All right, so Kelvin Banks Jr., you are locked and loaded. I want Mason Graham if he's there. If he's not there, I want Tyler Warren. And if Tyler Warren's not there, then I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? So I'd probably go Colston Loveland at that point. Or maybe I'd go Mykael Williams. I'm a little worried that the guys that I've been focused on are not there. And I'm not sold on any particular edge, even Mykael Williams, as much as I'd like to. So my answer is, I want Mason Graham. Assuming he's not there, I want Tyler Warren.
I'm sold on it then. And if you're going to trade up, that's the person that you do it for.
For Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not even going to be there at 5, though.
No, you trade up to 3. If you're trading up, if you're giving away assets, I would say give away the asset that is really valuable, because usually the way that it goes is quarterback and person who chases the quarterback as far as value goes.
I know, but he's like really the only one that's got definitive value.
Which is why I'm totally okay if they were to give away draft capital to then go ahead and do that damn thing. I don't feel as strongly as you do about Jeanty. I'm fine with Jeanty at 10. I'm totally okay with it. I don't – the Ryan Poles giving up capital has not gone well. I would prefer he not do that.
You didn't like Chase Claypool or –
Yeah, there's some problematic things in there. I hope he's getting lots of evaluation help
from Ben Johnson
and Dennis Allen. Hope he's getting lots of evaluation help from those two guys.
Yeah, I hope so too.
It's the way it's supposed to go.
It does feel like that's what's gone on.
We missed so much stuff like during that Cubs game last week after the press conferences, but that's one of the things that they said is like one of the first things Ben Johnson did with Ryan Poles is they brought the coordinators in and it's like, tell me about the type of football player you guys like when they started going over draft stuff.
Yeah, we had heard about that, but then to hear Dennis Allen talking about it was really impactful to me because that's like, that is a better defensive mind than anybody you've had in the building in quite a long time, including your head coach the last 3 years.
I don't want to completely just throw away the job that Eberflus does as a defender. I don't want to act like he can't coach defense. He clearly can. He just couldn't do both. You know what I mean? I don't want to. There are a lot of things to get after Matt Eberflus about. I don't think that it's particularly fair to act like he's not a good defensive mind.
I saw a fun one, a fun mock earlier today. It was a turtleneck. It was a fun mock. But no, I saw one that had the Bears trading down from...
I saw a fun
smock.
It was
Mike Bray.
a fun smock?
Yeah.
Oh, were you painting?
I was crocheting.
Oh, okay. Had a Garrett Crochet start?
Yes.
That's funny how you do that. It had the Bears trading down from 10 to 17 with the Bengals.
I'd be fine with that.
And getting Omarion Hampton at 17.
He's a player that, as we've gotten closer, I'm like...
You know what they picked up from the Bengals for doing that?
Trey Hendrickson.
Trey Hendrickson, the other defensive end. That's the thing.
The Bears can afford to.
Oh, there could be some wildness tonight with some of that stuff. Like if players start to get involved in some of these trades.
I think George Pickens might get traded tonight.
Yeah, I'm good.
Not here.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
If I were the Steelers, I'd be like, you know what? You got to go.
Even though
you're great.
Anybody who's watching us right now on the Twitch channel or the YouTube channel, you're in for a treat. And maybe, you know, if you're not, you can go grab that right now. You can look back. Or I retweeted this as well.
Grab that, Joe!
This is the Chicago Tribune sports section that a listener sent to Mitch Rosen from Wednesday, the 20th of January, 1993, when Dave Wannstedt was in town to accept the job as Chicago Bears head coach.
He looks cold.
That picture of him and Mike McCaskey in matching camel-colored trench coats.
Wait. There's,
inside Soldier Field.
Did he do a good job? I can't remember.
And there's a Bernie Lincecum column.
There's a Bernie Lincecum. Dude, that's the most fun. The Bernie Lincecum column over there. I mean, it was never that fun. But like, just everywhere. There's a Don Pearson story.
The dean of Bears football.
Absolutely. Mike Conklin has an odds and ends column that you
look
can
on
read.
The back page at a very young Bill Belichick.
Yeah. The young guns are booming in the ever-changing NFL. The young coaches, Bill Belichick at 39, Dennis Green at 43. Are the young coaches being highlighted?
They wanted to crown him, huh?
So they crowned him.
I mean, there's looking through this sports section. Let me ask you this: do you think that Rodney McRae should get that arthroscopic surgery? Considering
are they talking about his famous rant in there? Or that was Hal?
Yeah, it was Hal McRae. Yeah.
What else is in there?
Oh, sadly.
What about preps?
The passing of Chris Street of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Oh no, Houston's dad,
basketball player. It's very sad that he passed.
What year is that again?
1993.
You might find Peter Patton in there as like the player of the year for the Tribune.
Well.
And then, you know.
He's going to get fired again on
Friday.
Actually,
I think he's a year older.
Game.
That's the year I graduated. Yeah. Well, actually, no. That actually tracked. That he could be in there as the player of the year because that would have been 1992 season. And he could have been in there as the player of the year in January.
Boy, this is a remarkable. Look how big this sports section is. Look how wide this is. How much stuff is in there. My God.
I don't think people were reading that, though. They were reading Royko in the Sun-Times.
You know, I was looking at this trib right here.
He's reading Boers in the Sun-Times.
We got to ask Dave Wanstead what Michael McCaskey was talking to him about as stood here in Soldier Field and looked up into the sky. I mean, what the hell are they looking at?
Cranes.
Up there?
They're looking at cranes.
Maybe that's what it was. Oh, God.
There's cranes. Speaking of Dave Wanstead, he is going to be in studio. We're going to do like a little bit of a line change. So Judson Richards and Mark Grody and Dave Wanstead are going to be in here. I'm going to go in the auxiliary booth and hang out. But we're going to do a little transition and talk with our guy, Wani, who looks resplendent today. He looks so good. You got to watch on Twitch or just hang out with us here on the Odyssey app or on WBMX HD2 or, of course, right here on 670, The Score.
Woof, 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 woof. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.